بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ریگارڈنگ اسلامک ڈائٹری ڈائریکٹیو، دی مسکنسپشن دیٹ وی آر گوئنگ ٹو ڈسکس ٹوڈے از دیٹ موسٹ پیپل تھنک دیٹ میڈیسنز وچ کنٹین الکوہول آر پروہیبیٹڈ، اینڈ دے آر آف کورس سم ادر پیپل ہو تھنک دیٹ سچ میڈیسنز آر الاؤڈ آلسو. ہاؤ ایور دیر از دس ایکسٹریم وچ از فاؤنڈ ان دس ایشو، اینڈ اٹ نیڈس ٹو بی انڈرسٹوڈ اینڈ اٹ نیڈس ٹو بی اینالائزڈ that what is the basis on which we regard such medicines to be prohibited. Now, the question here is that alcohol, of course, is found in certain medicines, in certain cough syrups also, and we also know that there are certain homeopathic medicines in which alcohol is present. However, in all these medicines, alcohol is present as a solvent or as a preservant. It's not present as an intoxicant, for example, or something from which one can quench one's taste for intoxication. It is not present in this contention. Primarily, such medicines contain alcohol as a preservant, and therefore, if such medicines are consumed in an amount which does not cause any intoxication, it would be absolutely okay, and it would be allowable to consume such medicines. So we can say, in a nutshell, that medicines which contain alcohol, since in these medicines alcohol is primarily present as a preservant, as a solvent, in which in order to preserve certain ingredients of that medicine, so therefore if such a medicine is consumed in such a proportion, in such an amount, that those ingredients are not able to intoxicate a person, then of course there is no reason to label it as something prohibited in Islam. So we can say that medicines which contain alcohol, they can be consumed provided they are consumed in a quantity that they do not cause any sort of inebriation and intoxication. اقول قولی هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.